It's on 1400 K1. Community Connection brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, and also by Tall Grass Motors and First Baptist Church. And we've got Friends of the Library in to give us an update on the creative writing contest coming up in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And on a Community Connection this morning, I've got a couple of great guests, and in to give us a little bit more of a update on what's going on, board member for Friends of the Library, Connie Lavoie. We'll also get Joe Williams in here in just a little bit. But Connie, an event coming up over the next, well, early next week, as we kind of put a cap on this creative writing contest we started a couple of months ago.
That's right. Yeah. Monday night. Yeah. We're going to be doing the awards ceremony Monday night, 7 p.m. in the upstairs meeting room of the library, and everyone is invited.
Yeah, and this is, I think, an event that people are going to be interested in, because these are creative efforts that local people have gone to. I don't remember all the details. That's what you're here for. But youth categories, adult categories, different genres that the people can go into. But be creative and tell us a good story.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we have poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and children's literature are the categories. Mm-hmm. And we have young people, 14 to 17, in one group being judged together. And then we have everybody else, all the older ones. And they are people from our community. Mm-hmm. And these are things that they've written, that not things that have been published. There's a wide variety of what they choose to write about, but it's pretty exciting, I think, for them sometimes. So it's like when I call to tell them that they've won something, it's almost like they don't hear me the first time, and they'll say, "Now, did you say that I won something?" And it's really kind of heartwarming to know that it's important to them, because when you write, you're putting yourself out there, and especially if you haven't written a lot, you know, it's a little scary.
Well, I think we all write for different reasons. Hopefully most of us have got a story to tell, or something, a reason to put words on paper, but it's always nice when some third party pats you on the back.
Yes, you get some feedback, and we really want to encourage people to write, especially young people, to go ahead and try it. And I've read so many memoirs and biographies of writers who said that just one person encouraging them, like a teacher or winning a little contest or something, just it kind of validates them, and it gives them the confidence to keep writing.
Well, and there are sports that we can play into adulthood and beyond, and that's not the topic of what we're going at, but I'm saying it's an endeavor that you can continue throughout your lifetime.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Yeah,
and, you know, particularly with the fact that, okay, maybe I don't want to move a pen around on paper the way I did in fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever, but, you know, word processors, or now with being able to talk your story into your cell phone and have it actually put the words down, the technology adds so much to it.
Yeah, and now there are blogs, and there are podcasts, and just all kinds of ways to get out there and express yourself other than the traditional ones.
Sure. And whether someone does, you know, fiction, like you say, or nonfiction, or poetry, or prose, whatever, if it's a matter of using words in a different fashion.
Yes. And I think everybody has a story. I think everybody does, and I think a lot of us want to tell them, but, you know, it's a big step from thinking about it to actually doing it.
Yeah, it was a catchphrase at the end of a film which became a TV series, and the number has grown. But those of us growing up remember the TV show The Naked City, started with the movie with Barry Fitzgerald. But anyway, you know, there are 2 million stories in The Naked City. This has been one of them.
Yes.
And it's a matter of you know, telling somebody's story, or and it doesn't even have to be a real person, but we're all storytellers.
And we like to hear stories.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Now, you said you haven't read these. You're more of in the process of creating or in recruiting judges.
Yeah, I recruit the judges. They're local people. They're readers. Some are writers. And they remain anonymous. And so they, I just get the entries to them, and then they read them and ponder and make their tough decisions and get that back to me.
And so you're the administrator, but
yes.
Somebody like Joe might get to read them and say, mm-hmm. This is a good story.
He'd be a good reader. He'd be a good judge.
Well, I have no doubt. But I, you haven't recruited him for this particular one, or if you're not...
And if I had, I couldn't say.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. What I'm about ready to say.
Very
even if he was...
Top secret.
He's not, but even if he was, we're not going to say so. But I'll tell you, it's fun, and the judges get to, you know, kind of put a little bit of themselves in this, because I don't know how much feedback the writers get, but I do know that they get some, and it's nice to get somebody's opinion. I like the way you did this, or you need to turn this character differently, or whatever, because you go on to do it to be better.
Yeah. It is fun.
It is.
For me, anyway.
Yeah. How much feedback do the authors get?
Well, you know, we haven't gone into a lot of detail, but this year in particular, I asked the person who judged the grand prize if they would mind giving some feedback. And they did, get, and they gave permission for me to pass that on. And I think I want to expand that, because we haven't really done that too much in detail in the past, but I think it's a good idea.
Well, I know those that are still in school can get feedback from their teachers, but those of us who are going on in the school of life, so to speak, don't always get the feedback we're looking for. So it's nice to get somebody's creative or constructive criticism for us.
Right.
Cash prizes on this prize, right?
Yes, the grand prize is a whopping $200, and the first place are $100, and the second place are $50. I think that it's not the money per se, but having a cash prize says this is of value,
mm-hmm.
and the Friends of the Library is a nonprofit, and we don't have gobs of money, but I think that it means something. If you win, you get a certificate, and this year the winners are going to get a book donated by Joe also.
Okay. And so we'll continue with more in just a moment, get Joe involved in the conversation, and invite you to the awards ceremony coming up on Monday when we continue with the Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church's focus on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our Community Connection this morning on 1400 K1, inviting you to the awards ceremony for the Friends of the Library coming up on Monday. And again, Joe Williams. Joe, how did you manage to get connected with this contest? Are you a writer? Are you a reader? What makes Joe Williams tick this morning?
Well, I said yes, first of all.
We the willing. Okay.
No. So that was the start. No, I'm a reader, of course. I mean, all writers are good readers, and so I read. That's one thing that Stephen King said, if you want to be a good writer, read a lot and write a lot. I came to Bartlesville in 1975, and I did a book called Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. I was with Retta Pump at the time, and I just fell in love with the history of this town. And I wondered, why isn't it captured somewhere? It was in the history room in various places, but it wasn't in a book. So I did a book called Bartlesville. It was we did three printings, and it printed 15,000 copies in a 35,000 population town, which I think is pretty amazing.
It is.
The community just really accepted the book well, and then that led to other things. After that, I did a book on Philmont, for the Boy Scouts. Jerry Poppenhaus, a great photographer, is with Phillips at the time. I involved him in doing the Bartlesville book, and then he involved me. He was a creative director for the Philmont book, and he involved me to write the Philmont book. So then that came about. And then after that, I was in, as all of us know, I was out at Willow Rock many, many times and sitting there in the museum just enthralled by the art. And I thought to myself, this should be captured somewhere. And so I did a book called Willow Rock. And then I've done some other projects and other books in my profession, corporate communications. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of led to all of this.
Well, there's a story behind every one of those books, but each one of those books, even if they are not a story per se, there's a story that you're telling from page one till we close the book.
Yes, like Connie was talking about earlier, everybody has a story and every community has a story. You could open a phone book at random in any community and at any page and just put your finger on it and go to that person and say, what's your story? And everyone has a story. So I think that's the essence of all books. All stories have a basis of something that the person has done in their experience in their life that is interesting, you know, to other people. So I think the good writers are always looking for a good story. And they do what you do. I mean, you're a great interviewer. And so they are interested in others. They inquire. They find out things. And so I think good writing comes from being aware of your surroundings and then bringing what you love to it. That's how the books I did came about, because I love history. So I found a place, you know, where there was interesting history.
And history, to those of us who simply took a, you know, the required history courses in school, and many teachers reduced it, unfortunately, to a collection of dates, places, and events. But it's the story behind the, you know, how we got to that date, that place, that time in history that makes it fun.
Yes, the background stories. And now you're seeing stories from that have been written, or for instance, about World War II. There's always a different slant. There's always a different story within that huge operation. So you're seeing many, many stories come about things that you think have been written about a lot, but there's always something different in it.
Well, Joe's going to be in Monday with stories that he's got from veterans, because Monday is the anniversary of the Bataan Death March.
That's right.
And so we're going to be, you know, I'm sure he's going to be bringing in some veteran stories of folks who were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's getting that firsthand or close to firsthand information that makes it interesting. It makes it fun.
Yes, it is.
Your book again is going to the winners on this, but you're also using it to inspire more writing, I assume.
Yes, well, that's not my book I'm giving them the book by Will Strunk and E.B. White, Elements of Style, the little book Elements of Style that's been a standard for writers.
Wait a minute, E.B. White did more than that Charlotte's Web story?
He did Stuart Little.
Yes, he did. That's what it was, Stuart Little. Absolutely.
So he did many others. Yeah. So it's a nice little book, but I'm there to, I did a little adventure last summer in June called the Camino de Santiago. It's a 500-mile pilgrimage across over the Pyrenees of southern France and across the tip of northern Spain to the cathedral in Santiago de Compostela, where the remains of St. James the Apostle are. And so I'm going to talk about that, but also talk about it in connection with writing. It's not a travelogue. I'm going to be doing the Camino story during the OLLI programs, Oklahoma State does, which you're involved in. But this is more of a combination of a journey that I took and the connection to writing. Because I kept a blog on it. In fact, if I can plug it, anybody wants to go to the blog.
Shameless promotion goes well here.
That's right. It's CaminoJoe.com. Very, very simple blog. Yeah. But I did a blog, and what you were talking about earlier about the electronics, my iPhone was where I recorded my journey every day. It was a publishing house for me, because I could post everything every day. I could put pictures on it. So it was my way of getting my message, my story out on a daily basis. But I did it a lot just for me. I just wanted to document my journey.
Okay, well, let's just mention your Ollie course because it's coming up fairly soon. And, and as a supporter of the Ollie program, I want people in your classroom. And let's talk about where your class is going to be, when, and how they can get involved.
It's in May. It's three sessions. The middle of May, I believe it is, starts the 16th of May.
Sounds right.
And it's called The Adventure in You. It's really just about the Camino and about some of the things that I've done in my life, kind of adventures. And so they just register through, you know, Oklahoma State, I assume. You know more about that than I do.
There's a number of ways you can get there, but for anything, if you just want to, and I use the term Google, you can use any search engine you want, but just Google Ollie at Oklahoma State University. That way you don't get Oregon State or Ohio State. But
right.
It'll come up, or you'll get there eventually and get signed up. And I think there's, I don't know if it's still on the sign up from the other spring courses or not, but I have some of the books here if people want to pick one up. They can stop by the radio station. We still have a few. The award ceremony, will you be there to speak to the winners?
Yes, I'm the speaker that evening, so I'm going to actually have a lot of time, about 15 minutes, to talk about writing and talk about relationship to the Camino. For example, one of the things that I had to do and I wanted to do on my walk was I had to carry a backpack, mm-hmm. and so I didn't want to carry a lot of weight, so I was just ruthless about eliminating needless things. And, of course, the connection to that is the connection to writing. E.B. White, famous line, was omit needless words. So it's about if you're going to be a good writer, you have to be succinct, clear, and concise. You have to be very precise about your word choice. It's the same thing in taking an adventure. You have to be very precise on what you don't take, mm-hmm. as well as to what you do take and what you can do without.
Which
so
is
there's
the
connections
something
both.
I would point out the same thing with Hitch, because Hitchcock had a philosophy that if he could tell the story with the camera lens, then we don't need the dialogue. You know,
yes.
And so he storyboarded everything out, and to the point that he'd already done the work. By the time it came around to actually filming the show, he was bored.
Yes, exactly the same.
So getting the story out, getting it planned out, that's the inspiration that you're giving to the people you're talking to then?
I think that's it partially. I think the main thing, if I have a message on it, is to write, is to find what interests you and to write about it. You don't have to go on a 500-mile pilgrimage to have an experience. All of us have experiences in our daily lives, and we can find something of interest in that to write about. And so I'm encouraging them to be inspired by what they do, the experiences they have, and to write about those experiences. It's very simple. You can sit and watch birds at a bird feeder and write about it and make it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's finding what interests you and what is around you that makes a difference to you, and then bringing out something within you that describes that and talks about it, and it's a relationship that you have with it. So you don't have to, I'm not suggesting people to go off and have an adventure. I'm going to do that in the Ollie course. But you have to find the adventures in your life and in your world, and then find your way of telling about that to other people. Simple stories can be the best stories of all.
Absolutely.
You look at Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
It was she wrote about her life as a child. It was taken from her childhood,
sure.
Obviously, and the characters in her life at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was her one story, her one great story that she had in her to tell, and she told it very eloquently.
Yeah, I'm reading the second book now, but I'm not finished yet, so I'm not going to comment on that. I want to invite people to the awards ceremony, and Connie, give us a little bit the concrete facts, the where and when is it going to be?
This Monday night, 7 p.m., we should be wrapping up by 8:30. I know I always like to know when things end.
Yeah.
And everybody is welcome. Bartlesville Public Library's the second floor meeting room. And we will have Joe speaking. We'll have a brief business meeting. We're going to have refreshments in between. And then the drama, the suspense of announcing the winners. And it's really, really fun for me because I get to hand them their certificates and their prizes, and And it's exciting.
It is. Friends of the Library, an organization that is set aside for the benefit of the users of Bartlesville Library itself. You're there partly as a funding source, but also part of an organization, as I see it, that stands beside the library and helps boost the mission.
Kind of behind and supports anything we can do to support the work of the library with resources. We have the book reviews in the spring, the book sandwiched in. And we also fund Battle of the Books and the Summer Reading Program and the Lego Creation Contest and support the book clubs, do book clubs at the library, or just whatever we can do to help. We're a bunch of readers on the board, and we really think the library is quite valuable and important to our community.
I'm not sure when Library Month is. I should know, but I don't. But if you don't have a library card, get one.
Yes, great.
And,
easy.
And you have a regular sale of books at the library?
Oh, yes. Every Wednesday. Last week it was 9:30, but yeah, I think it's usually 10 a.m. to about 3 p.m. Used books that the community donates, and people can donate books they no longer want by just taking them to the circulation desk. And the money that comes from that goes into the funds that we use to sponsor those programs I talked about.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, it's coming up Monday at the Bartlesville Public Library. Go recognize some of your friends that you didn't even know were able to put words on paper, and recognize the winners. It's the Friends of the Library and the award ceremony coming up on Monday night. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. We've got news coming up in just a bit.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Many verses in Proverbs connect discipleship with financial blessing.